Welcome to another episode of Timeless Tactics, your path to unstoppable growth. In this episode, we explore the lessons and strategies that fuel personal and professional growth, helping you unlock your full potential. Join us as we discuss actionable insights, timeless philosophies, and practical approaches to overcoming challenges and fostering resilience. Whether you're seeking inspiration or tools to accelerate your development, this episode is your guide to unstoppable progress. Tune in and discover how the right mindset can transform your path to success. Throughout history, religious leaders and philosophers from all over the world have praised the importance of gratitude. Often called the social glue, gratitude helps strengthen our relationships with friends, family, and romantic partners, playing a key role in building connection and holding society together. But what exactly is gratitude? Where does it come from? Why do some people seem more naturally grateful than others? And can we actually practice gratitude to feel it more in our daily lives? Over the last 20 years, scientists have made big strides in answering these questions. They've uncovered the biological roots of gratitude, its powerful benefits, and practical ways to nurture it. This paper takes a closer look at the science of gratitude, where it comes from, how it affects us, and how we can bring more of it into our everyday lives. What is gratitude? We all know what gratitude feels like, but defining it can be tricky. Is it an emotion, a virtue, a behavior? Honestly, it depends on the situation. Still, researchers have found ways to study gratitude in clear, measurable ways. For example, psychologists Robert Emmons and Michael McCullough describe gratitude as a two-part process. One, recognizing that you've received something positive, and two, realizing that the source of that positive outcome is outside yourself. Gratitude is usually aimed at other people, hence its reputation as an other-oriented emotion, but it can also be directed toward things like God, fate, nature, or other external forces. Psychologists generally break gratitude down into three main types. Gratitude as a trait, a general tendency to feel grateful, almost like it's part of your personality. Gratitude as a mood, the day-to-day fluctuations in how grateful you feel overall. Gratitude as an emotion, a temporary feeling that pops up after receiving a specific gift, favor, or act of kindness. This article will mostly focus on gratitude as a trait, dispositional gratitude, and as an emotion, since these are the areas researchers study the most. The origins of gratitude. Gratitude isn't just a cultural idea. It's deeply rooted in our biology, brain, and even DNA. You can even spot gratitude-like behaviors in the animal kingdom. For instance, animals like fish, birds, and even vampire bats often show reciprocal altruism, helping others in their group, sometimes at a personal cost, with the unspoken understanding that the favor might be returned later. This suggests that gratitude likely evolved as a way to encourage cooperation and support, which are crucial for survival. Cultivating gratitude. Gratitude plays a huge role in our relationships and overall well-being, which is why researchers have been exploring how to nurture it. By understanding where it comes from and the benefits it brings, we can actively work to grow our sense of gratitude, improving our lives and our connections with others. In short, gratitude is more than just saying thank you. It's a powerful force rooted in our evolution and central to both our emotions and social bonds. This paper dives into the science of gratitude, breaking down what it is, why it matters, and how we can foster it for a more fulfilling, connected life. Some scientists think our desire to repay acts of kindness is a natural expression of gratitude. In fact, it might have evolved as a way to encourage reciprocal altruism, basically turning strangers into friends and allies who are more likely to help each other out. Studies on primates support this idea. For instance, chimpanzees are more likely to share food with another chimp that groomed them earlier that day. Similarly, they're more inclined to help with a task if that chimp had helped them in the past. Neuroscience has given us a clearer understanding of gratitude and how it's wired into our brains. Studies have identified specific brain regions that light up when we feel or express gratitude, and some researchers have even linked it to certain genes, suggesting that our ability to be grateful might partly be genetic. Interestingly, research on kids shows that even young children have a basic sense of gratitude, which becomes more complex as they grow. hinting at gratitude's deep evolutionary and developmental roots. While humans may be naturally inclined toward gratitude, not everyone experiences or expresses it in the same way. A mix of factors influences how likely someone is to feel grateful, including personality traits, thinking styles, and even gender. Traits like extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism, and openness to experience have shown mixed connections to gratitude, and some researchers even suggest gratitude could be its own unique personality trait. Cognitive factors also matter, like how the recipient interprets the giver's intentions, whether they were selfless or self-serving, the cost of the favor, its value to the recipient, whether it was freely given or out of obligation, and even beliefs about free will. Gender differences also show up. Women and girls tend to report more gratitude than men and boys. This could be influenced by cultural norms, especially in places like the U.S., where expressing gratitude is sometimes seen as a sign of weakness or indebtedness in men. Certain traits like envy, materialism, narcissism, and cynicism can block feelings of gratitude, shaping how people experience it. Social and cultural influences also play a role. Religion, cultural upbringing, and parenting styles have all been found to impact how likely someone is to feel and express gratitude. For example, some studies show a link between religiosity or spirituality and dispositional gratitude. In one study, participants who prayed for their partner or prayed in general for 4 weeks reported higher levels of gratitude compared to those who were told to focus on daily activities or think positive thoughts about their partner. In short, gratitude comes from a complex mix of biological, psychological, and social factors. It's deeply rooted in human evolution and development, shaped by personality, how we think, and the culture around us. Gratitude not only connects us to others, but it also encourages kindness and strengthens relationships throughout our lives. Research on gratitude offers some fascinating insights into how it affects both individuals and society. While some studies suggest that reflecting on religious ideas might not boost gratitude or generosity, cultural differences seem to play a big role in shaping how gratitude is felt. For example, men in the United States report feeling grateful less often than men in Germany. Similarly, kids from different cultures like the US, Brazil, China, and Russia show differences in how and when they express gratitude, which highlights the influence of cultural norms. Parents also play a role in fostering gratitude. One study of 4th and 5th graders and their biological parents found a modest but significant link between the gratitude levels of kids and their moms, though no connection was found with dads. Another study looked at why more grateful parents tend to have grateful kids, suggesting it's because these parents create opportunities, like volunteering, that encourage gratitude in their children. Gratitude comes with a ton of personal benefits, like better physical and mental health, more happiness, greater life satisfaction, and reduced materialism. Research shows that grateful people tend to have better overall health, and simple gratitude practices, like keeping a journal or writing thank you letters, can help build healthier habits and improve well-being. Gratitude comes with a ton of psychological benefits, from boosting happiness and reducing burnout to helping you see life in a more positive light. It's especially powerful for those dealing with medical or psychological challenges. For example, cardiac patients who practice gratitude report better sleep, less fatigue, and even lower inflammation. Similarly, heart failure patients who kept a gratitude journal for just 8 weeks showed less inflammation and felt more grateful overall. Gratitude isn't just good for your mood. It's also amazing for your physical health, emotional resilience, and relationships. By embracing gratitude, you can unlock better well-being and develop a deeper appreciation for the world around you. Research continues to show how gratitude positively impacts mental health, relationships, and even social behavior. People who practice gratitude tend to feel less depressed and bounce back faster from tough times. It's often called the mother of all virtues because it nurtures other good traits like patience, humility, and wisdom. And it's not just adults who benefit. Kids and teens do too. Studies show that grateful young people are happier at school and are also kinder, more helpful, and better socially integrated. Activities like gratitude journaling in classrooms can boost students' moods, while gratitude-focused lessons help them appreciate the support they get from others. These programs often encourage behaviors like writing thank you notes to their school's PTA, spreading more positivity all around. The transformative power of gratitude. Gratitude is like social glue, strengthening bonds and inspiring kindness and generosity. When we practice gratitude, we naturally become more compassionate, helpful, and connected to those around us. The best part? Gratitude is a skill you can nurture and grow. Simple actions like writing a gratitude letter have been proven to increase generosity and create more meaningful connections in both small moments and big ways. Gratitude is also a powerful tool for building and deepening relationships. Through what's called the find, remind, and bind effect, gratitude helps us discover kind-hearted people to connect with, find, appreciate the value of relationships we already cherish, remind, and strengthen our bonds through mutual kindness and appreciation, bind. For example, research shows that people who are thanked for their help are more eager to connect again. And sharing gratitude with a partner can boost your well-being while making your relationship even stronger. Even in the workplace, gratitude has profound potential. Though research is still growing, early insights reveal that gratitude can enhance job performance, improve workplace satisfaction, and foster more positive, collaborative interactions. When gratitude becomes part of a workplace culture, it can inspire a more supportive, uplifting environment where everyone thrives. Embracing gratitude is a simple yet powerful way to bring more kindness, connection, and positivity into your life. It's a reminder that with every thank you, every moment of appreciation, we have the ability to create stronger relationships and a brighter world. Gratitude interventions. With growing interest in gratitude, many practices have emerged, like gratitude journaling, keeping track of blessings, and writing thank you letters to people who've offered support. These activities not only showcase the benefits of gratitude, but also provide insights into who's more likely to try them. For example, people who are naturally curious are often more open to adopting and sticking with these practices. Gratitude is a powerful way to boost mental well-being, strengthen relationships, and create a more compassionate, connected society. By adding gratitude to your daily life, anyone, regardless of age, can tap into its transformative potential. Future Directions research shows that some people benefit from gratitude practices more than others. For instance, one study found that those with lower levels of neuroticism felt noticeably happier a week after a gratitude exercise, while those with higher neuroticism didn't see the same results. Meta-analyses have also highlighted that gratitude interventions significantly improve happiness, well-being, and mood, though their impact on other areas is less certain. Since gratitude research is still fairly new, there are plenty of unanswered questions. Future studies could explore the potential downsides of gratitude, like how it might be misused to manipulate others, or work on refining and categorizing different types of gratitude experiences. Researchers might also look into why certain practices work better for some people than others, and how to effectively implement gratitude exercises in contexts like schools or workplaces. There's still a lot to learn about gratitude, making it an exciting field with plenty of room for discovery. As we wrap up this episode, we hope you've gained some valuable insights into the power of gratitude and its profound impact on our lives. From understanding its positive effects on mental health to exploring its role in building stronger relationships, there's no doubt that gratitude can be a transformative practice. Remember, even small acts of appreciation can lead to big changes in your overall sense of well-being. Thank you so much for listening and spending your time with us today. We're truly grateful for your support and enthusiasm. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with others who might benefit from these lessons. Until next time, stay grateful.